So think about somebody who's already watched the video, who's already checked out the website, already listened to Your Wish Is Your Command. Because you hadn't even listened to Your Wish Is Your Command at that point. Nothing. Nothing. So think about the person who's already listened to Your Wish Is Your Command, already seen the DVD, already joined as a member. They're already excited. They're already listening to some of the Success Mastery course. Maybe they went to a small meeting. They listened to a membership overview call. And then that person comes to a major function. Their level of belief, their ability to make the decision, I'm doing this, I'm excited, and make a permanent commitment goes up dramatically. That's how you develop leaders in your group. Now, TED, same exact situation, but it was a different event. It was Atlantis, right?
Right, it was Atlantis.
On your
Yeah, my anniversary.
Yeah.
Ted, why don't you consider this? Why don't you pop down to the Bahamas? Check this out. It's kind of a cool deal. Jana, I got good news and bad news. We're going to the Bahamas. Oh, good. It's on our anniversary. Oh, not so good. Chris, I had the same experience. When I came down there, I had no idea what to expect. I didn't know. I'd gotten a letter sometime before that about Jen. Yeah. What's Kevin doing now? Okay. One of those opportunity things. I'm looking out here. So I did. We came, we booked, we went down to the Bahamas and walked in that room and I thought, oh my gosh, what is this? And you could just feel the wave of energy just popped out of there. And I had no idea what to expect. He just said, come to the Bahamas. It's no big deal. I didn't know I was the product. So, thank you. So, I listened, and you know, people were talking to me, and they wanted to hear what the mortar system was about. They wanted to know about Dr. Mortar. They wanted to know about my father. They wanted to know about Dr. Tom. They wanted to know about all these things, and I'm overwhelmed. I can't even walk down the hall by the second day, and I'm like, holy smokes, what's going on here? And it was the feeling that I got. I remember when I wasn't going to be on stage. You know, I'm going to show up in shorts or something, right? No. So he says, on the last day, he says, oh, by the way, I want you to go on stage and talk for a few minutes. I'm like, okay, no problem, whatever. And I remember this moment when I walked on that stage and I felt the energy, the same energy that's here. Look around. This is it. This is it, man. Let me tell you. This is it. This is it, Nancy. Yeah. This is it, Platinums. Yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about. It's right here. It's right up here. Yeah. Yeah, so the feeling, and for those of you that have not got to hear what I like to talk about, it's all about energy. You know, that's what we talk about, energy. And when I felt that energy, and the energy that you've created in that room, I had no trouble going back home. And I went to Tom and to my father, and I said, we're in. And they said, what are we in? I said, I have no idea. I said, I don't have no idea. I have no idea. But I will tell you that every speaker that I heard, my first introduction to Ron Ball, oh my gosh. You know, everything that, yeah. It was like a family. Ron Ball says, I've heard about your work for many years, and this is really great. I met Dr. C. He said, I've studied your work for 20 years. I'm like, really? He said, I have one of your original VHS tapes, a VHS. If you know what that is, you've dated yourself. Yeah. That was way before 8-track, okay? And he said, I've studied this. So it was like a family. It was an energetic typhoon that took me over, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we are in the right place at the right time. This is an amazing opportunity. I didn't hear one speaker from stage say anything really that I disagreed with, and I embraced everything that I heard, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is what? Oh my God. Who knew? I was so focused out here. Kevin said, get happy. He said it on the jet. I've told the story. He looked right at me and said, you need to get happy after our fishing trip. And I did. And people have asked me in the programs, how did you get happy? What made you happy? What made you happy? You want to know? Yeah. Listening to your wishes, your command. Yeah. Yeah. Every single day. Every day. Every day. Methodically walking every morning with my headphones in. I'd stop and I'd text, Kevin, CD7 at this point. It was really, really good. I think it was fantastic. This is a great opportunity. This is blah, 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 blah. And he goes, happy face. Great. That's what he replies back. Keep it up. And I did.